This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله على ذات عظيم الصفات سمي السمات كبير الشأن جليل القدر الرفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جلي البرهان فخيم الاسم غزيل العلم وسيل حزم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوث بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين وادعوه فإنه مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يمنع عنا أحدكم مخافة الناس أن يتكلم بحق إذا علمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. What we are seeing and dealing with and experiencing all around us at this particular moment and juncture is something that has been the playbook, something that has been the strategy of al-batil since the very beginning of time. We see this in the stories of the prophets alayhim as-salam that are laid out in the Quran. When you go through Surah Hud, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about all the different prophets who dealt with opposition and difficulty and adversity and dealt with challenges from the people throughout time. When we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that there is a particular strategy that is employed. And that is that when there is something that is clearly wrong, batil, incorrect, either it is a crime against the haqq of Allah, like shirk and kufr, and then on top of that, there are crimes against humanity and people, like dhulm and oppression, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before, up till the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would send someone. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٍ وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدُونَ. Allah would send prophets and messengers to speak out against what is wrong, what is incorrect, what is false, both in terms of crimes against Allah, the haqq of Allah, and also the huquq of the people, the rights of the people. And after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is khatamun nabiyyin, he is the seal of prophethood, la nabiyya ba'dahu, no prophets after him, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about this himself, that la yazalu, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, that there will always remain people within my ummah, this Muslim ummah, who will always remain very clearly upon the truth, and they will always speak the truth, especially when it is needed most, when falsehood is predominant. And whenever that happens, whenever that occurs, there are certain patterns that we have seen throughout history. And this is why so much of the Quran, right? The scholars, they explain that the Quran can be generally, the bulk of the Quran can be categorized into three categories. There are al-aqa'id, wal-ahkam, there are what Allah is instructing us to believe and to do. Number two, we have what's called amthal. There are parables and logical examples and things that challenge our thinking. And number three, al-qisas. Al-qisas, that there are stories of the people of the past. History is being taught to us in the Quran. And there's a very important reason for that. Because there are patterns that we have to know, that we have to observe, and we have to see, and we have to learn from. So that we know what's coming, we know what to expect, and we are prepared to deal with it when it does come. And one of the strategies and one of the things that we see is, initially when that falsehood is spoken out against, and then it is consistent. Initially when the falsehood is spoken out against, it seems, or it might seem like it's falling on deaf ears. But if they remain committed, they remain consistent, no matter how small their number may be, but they eventually, because the truth is so powerful, بَلْنَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدَمَّغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ. Allah tells us that we unleash the truth upon falsehood. And truth obliterates the falsehood. It annihilates it. جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. When the truth comes, it dismantles falsehood. And falsehood was flimsy to begin with, Allah says. So, if they remain consistent, the people speaking the truth, then it becomes now deafening. It becomes unavoidable. It can't be ignored anymore. Because it's so powerful and it's so clearly superior to the falsehood. And when that happens, then the falsehood now feels threatened. So what comes next? What comes next is intimidation and threats. We saw this in Makkah al-Mukarramah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَتَقْتُلُونَ رَجُلًا أَنْ يَقُولَ رَبِّيَ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. You want to try to kill this man? Because he speaks the truth. So then comes intimidation and threats. And that is what we need to understand here today. There are, in our deen, in our sharia, usul-wise, there are individual obligations, and there are collective communal obligations. And it's very important to recognize both. This is part of the nuance of our religion. Individual and collective. Like we say, there needs to be, you know, deeper study of the Quran and the religion, and we need knowledge and ilm. That's not an individual obligation. Every individual needs to know enough to be able to practice their religion basically. But that's not an individual obligation. That is a more collective commitment. That there will be knowledgeable people in the community. And the community will overall support the endeavor of knowledge. Because that obligation is not going to be put on every single person. It's not reasonable. It's not reasonable to expect every single person to become a scholar. That's not a reasonable expectation. So that's where the nuance is. A lot of people right now are curious. Okay, we have to speak out. We have to speak the truth in defense of our brothers and sisters, particularly in Gaza right now, against the occupation, against the killing. But at some level, where is the individual obligation? And so understand, individually, not every person is obligated to be representing the entire cause in and of themselves. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but that is not an individual obligation. That is a collective obligation. We as a community collectively have to be standing up for what's right. لَا تَزَالُوا طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. The Prophet ﷺ set that expectation. He said there needs to be a group of people dedicated to always speaking out the truth. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That Allah tells us in the Quran, a group of people need to be dedicated to doing the right thing all the time. But I overall wanted to, so if somebody ultimately feels that their situation is maybe compromised, are they excused to maybe say less or more? That's a personal decision. They have to evaluate that. They have to make that. What I want to talk about here is, if the only thing affecting your ability to speak the truth right now and to say what's right is that feeling of intimidation and is that fear that is being incepted to you right now by the forces of batil, of falsehood, then that is something we need to understand. What guidance does the Quran and the Prophet ﷺ provide to us? The Quran and the Sunnah, what guidance does it provide for me to be able to overcome this feeling, this internal feeling of trepidation, hesitation, a little bit of even intimidation and fear that the forces of batil are asserting and incepting into the minds of the community right now? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I started with the verse of the Quran in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah says, O you who believe, whoever amongst you turns away from the religion, turns their back on the religion. A very severe thing. But then it's still saying that when we turn away from our responsibility, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ, Allah will just bring other people. Right? One of the biggest issues and problems in the tarbiyah, the spiritual and personal development of people today, and our community is no exception to this, is somewhere, somehow, someone gave us the idea that we are indispensable, that we are so precious, that I am needed for something. This religion, this truth, this deen doesn't need me in the least bit. If I'm too cowardly, if I'm too scared, if I'm too weak to do what this religion requires of me, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ, Allah will just replace me with somebody else. And what will the characteristic of that person be? يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ, Allah will love that person and that person will love Allah. And those people, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they will be very humble and gentle with the believers. أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, and they will be very firm and strong against the enemies who would encroach upon the rights and the dignity of the believers. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, they will be willing to strive and sacrifice for the sake of Allah, for what is right. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, and they won't fear the criticism of the person who does nothing but criticize. This is a very interesting verbiage Allah uses in the Qur'an, لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. It's got repetition in it. What Allah is saying is that people who intimidate, people who criticize, people who just hurl things verbally at other people, that's all they're good for. That's all they know how to do. Right? It's all bark and no bite. So they're not intimidated by the barking of this animal that doesn't know how to do anything but bark. They're not intimidated by that. But they understand, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, this is the benevolence of Allah to be able to be committed to the right thing. No matter what the circumstances are, يُؤْتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, and Allah grants to this ability to whomsoever He wills. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ, Allah is vast and all-knowing. Put your faith and trust in Allah. In a hadith of Musnad Ahmad, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا يَمْنَعَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ, none of you should ever be prevented, مَخَافَةَ النَّاسِ, out of intimidation and fear of other people, other creation. You should not let the creation intimidate you to the point, أَن يَتَكَلَّمَ بِحَقٍ إِذَا عَلِمَهُ, that you would not speak the truth when you know it to be the truth. Never ever let the creation intimidate you where you wouldn't say what is right when you know that it's right. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Ahzab that a characteristic again of the prophets, the great prophets of Allah who we follow, فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ, we've been commanded to follow in the footsteps of these prophets, الَّذِينَ يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ, they would always deliver the message of God, they would always speak the truth, وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ, and they would only and solely fear Allah, وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and they would never fear anyone other than Allah, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا, because they knew that ultimately at the end of the day, we have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there's one issue involved in this discussion that is in the back of the head of many people. Many people have this somewhere in their consciousness. And I can't speak for somebody else, whether it's a big problem or a little problem, everyone has to figure out their own circumstance. But I know that there are, and it's easier said than done, and I understand I'm speaking from a place of where maybe I don't have to worry about that, so I want to be mindful of that. But the truth is still the truth. The guidance is there. There's a concern that some people are also dealing with, that this could threaten maybe their livelihood. This could affect their prospects. And I am in no position to talk down to anybody in regards to that. Because I'm not dealing with the circumstances many of you are dealing with in places of work, in places of business. But let's all of us, put me aside, let's all of us go to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله وكل في الرحم ملكا. When each and every single one of us was in the womb of our mothers, when we were in the wombs of our mothers, Allah appointed an angel to come and visit us in the wombs of our mothers. فيقول يا ربي نطفة يا ربي علقة يا ربي مضغة. And then Allah told that angel to stay with us in the wombs of our mothers and to keep a watch over us. And then that angel, of course Allah knows everything, but this is to show us and share with us what is going on. The angel would provide reports to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, oh my Lord, it is right now some fluid. My Lord, right now, he or she is a clot of blood. My Lord, now, he or she is forming into this fetus. فَإِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يَخْلُقَهَا. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended to now give this human being that is about to be born its full kind of physical form, قَالَ يَا رَبِّ. The angel then says, my Lord, أَذَكَرٌ أَمْ يَا رَبِّ أُنْثَى. That should this be a male or a female? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned the gender to that child, male or female. And then said, يَا رَبِّ شَقِيٌ أَمْ سَعِيدٌ. Will this be a wretched human or a good, blessed human? And then the angel says, فَمَا الرِّزْقُ فَمَا الْأَجَلُ. And then the angel had two follow-up questions. My Lord, what is the sustenance assigned to this person? What is the sustenance assigned to this person? What is the rizq? To put it into simple terms, what are all the money or food or resources that this human being will receive in his or her entire lifetime? What is that, O Allah? And also, how long will this human being live? From al-ajal. فَيُكْتَبُ كَذَٰلِكَ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ. And then Allah tells the angel, this is all of the food and all of the money and all of the resources that this person will receive in their entire lifetime. And then it is written down. While you and I, our entire rizq, all the money we will ever earn, all the food we will ever consume, all the assets and the resources we will ever possess, was already written down while we were still inside the wombs of our mothers. Nobody can control that. Nobody can change that. Nobody can affect that. Now, I know it doesn't feel like that all the time, but that's the truth. Nobody gets to change that. It was written down by Allah before we were even born. From al-ajalu, how much time we have was already written down before we were even born. And so, to summarize, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرًّا. It's a hadith of Ibn Hibban. It's an authentic narration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that speak the truth even when it is bitter. And a very interesting nukta, a very interesting fa'ida, a point of benefit that the scholars extract from this narration, is speak the truth even when it is bitter. How do you know that something is bitter? Because you taste it. Not, you don't know what it feels like to somebody else. This is speaking about speak the truth even when it is bitter for you. We've always understood it, speak the truth even if it's, you know, tough on the other person. Even if it's rough on the other person. No, no, no. The Prophet ﷺ is saying, speak the truth even when it's tough for you. And these are the situations that provide that kind of gut check. And lastly and finally, there's a very powerful, beautiful narration from Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the book of At-Tirmidhi. Kataba Muawiyah ila Aisha Ummul Mu'minin radiallahu anha, anittu bi ilayya kitaban tusini fihi wa la tukthiri alayya. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a trusted companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who would write wahi, he would write the verses of the Qur'an when they would be revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a very intelligent man. He wrote a letter to our mother, the mother of the believers, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, asking her, please advise me. وَلَا تُكْثِرِ عَلَيَّ. But make it brief and concise, meaning something I can learn, I can remember, I can hold to, I can practice immediately. فَكَتَبَتْ عَائِشَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا إِلَى مُعَاوِيَةَ. So she wrote him a letter and she said in the letter, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ. She gave him greetings. أَمَّا بَعَدُ. As for what follows, فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ. I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, مَنِ الْتَمَسَ رِضَاءَ اللَّهِ بِسَخَطِ النَّاسِ كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مُؤْنَةَ النَّاسِ. Whoever seeks out the pleasure of Allah, even if it costs them the fury, the wrath, the anger, the displeasure of the people, whoever seeks the pleasure of Allah, even if it brings on them the wrath and the anger of the people, Allah will take care of the people for him. Allah will take care of that person against the people. However, وَمِنِ الْتَمَسَ رِضَاءَ النَّاسِ بِسَخَطِ اللَّهِ. But if somebody seeks out the pleasure of people, they're trying to please the creation by angering the Creator, by angering Allah, by doing what's displeasing to Allah, وَكَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى النَّاسِ. Allah will feed that person to the wolves. Allah will leave that person to the people and let the people have their way with that person. And then she concluded the letter, وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ. That's the entirety of my advice to you. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. I wanted to conclude with a note on a dua about the current circumstances, situation, the suffering, the atrocities being committed against our brothers and sisters in Gaza. It's a very beautiful dua of the Prophet ﷺ that's mentioned in the book of Abu Dawood. The Prophet ﷺ taught us his dua to be recited in times of distress, in times where it seems like a lot of the forces are turned against us, against the believers. Allahumma rahmataka arju. Oh Allah, I put all of my hope and my faith in your mercy. Fala takilni ila nafsi tarfata aynin. Oh Allah, do not leave me to the evil of my own lower self, even for the blink of an eye. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي شَأْنِي كُلَّهُ. And O Allah, correct and rectify, fix all of my affairs. لا إله إلا أنت. For indeed, there is no one worthy of worship except for you. So we make this dua, remembering that Allah told us in Surah Al-Baqarah, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I always answer the dua of the one who makes dua whenever he or she makes dua. Like Allah is repeating it. I answer the call of the caller whenever they call. Allah is telling us, so call. Make dua. Call out to me. And we remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Call out to me, make dua to me, I will answer you. The Prophet ﷺ told us, Udu'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Call out to Allah while fully believing that Allah will answer your prayers. So we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for His help and His aid and His mercy and His kindness and His generosity and His benevolence. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide justice and to provide mercy, to provide dignity and to provide safety and security. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma izzil al-Islam wal-Muslimin. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وصلى الله تعالى على النبي الكريم قال الله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولا ذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى اعتدلوا سووا صفوف تراصوا straighten the lines fill in the gaps. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الناس نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Just two quick announcements
about some of the activities and the programs that we have going on in the community, inshallah, for the benefit of the community. First of all, inshallah, today we're going to be having a youth program. Inshallah, bismillah, it'll be a fireside chat, kind of a bonfire, an outdoor activity for our teenagers in the community, inshallah, here at the campus. With inshallah the Roots teens team inshallah, And it will be an opportunity for our teenagers ages 13 to 17 to be able to get together. And there will be conversations, obviously, about everything that's going on and a dua and just trying to create some more understanding and spiritual strength, inshallah, within our teenagers. It's a very beautiful opportunity for our teenagers to be able to learn. So please, inshallah, spread the word about that. And secondly, an annual tradition that we've had here at the Qalam campus, or at Qalam in general, is every single year, alhamdulillah, we have a program that is dedicated to studying the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And, you know, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a sea without shores. It's the treasure that keeps on giving. It's such a valuable resource for us. So we dedicate 10 days here at the campus to studying the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The program is called the Seerah Intensive. It'll be happening this year as well. It happens during the winter break when, you know, people are off from school, many people are off from work. So there's a booth, table set up outside with more information about the Seerah Intensive. We really recommend, there's a program for kids and a program for adults. So we really recommend that you check it out. Everyone needs to take out some time in their life to be able to learn the life of the Prophet ﷺ properly. So we hope that, inshallah, you'll stop by, find out more information, and maybe even join us. Lastly, there was a special dua request. One of our students here at the seminary, Sister Huda, her aunt passed away, Sister Halima. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. And may Allah give the family strength and sabr. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.